Thank you. Thank you. In fact, we have record of her marrying a chief leader in Judah and thus becoming in the line of Christ. But I think what we have here is we have a demonstration why the harlot is attached to it, just to remind everybody, Rahab wasn't amazing. It was the grace of God. God's grace to Rahab gave her the faith to believe the promises of God, and she acted on what God had said. She tells the spies, "We have heard. We have heard. We understand." God's sovereign grace alone is the cause of salvation, and faith alone is the means by which that divine grace of salvation is applied to any one of us. Those who have been received, those who have received electing grace respond with saving faith. Those who have received electing grace respond with saving faith. So faith doesn't do miracles. I believe faith's intention is to give us the proper perspective of the miraculous. Namely, that God is faithful and unstoppable and full of grace. And faith allows us to see that. Three more pairs of people will be mentioned in the text next to emphasize, I believe, the place of faith in the miraculous. Now, isn't it an interesting collection of these six? Gideon and Barak, Samson and Jephthah, David and Samuel. They're written in the Greek in kind of pairs. And what's really interesting is they're not written chronologically. Barak actually exists before Gideon. Jephthah comes before Samson, and Samuel comes before David. So actually reverse chronology, each one of them. So it's not just giving a chronology here. And I had the question, why does he mention these six? Why does he mention these six? Of all the people he could mention, because he's going to say, and others, right? But why does he mention these six? Because I probably wouldn't choose these six to put in my history books for great faithful people. Now, I probably would put Samuel and David, but not the other four. Some have said, well, these is that you have someone like Samuel and David. Yes, David had great sin in his life, but he was called a man after God's own heart. And Samuel, there is no record. I'm sure he did sin. I'm saying there's no record of it. So we can't say they're all kind of in that category. But there is something I think that connects all of them. And I think the word that connects all of them is a word weak, insignificant. You see, Barak, the fearful man who refused to go to battle without the woman Deborah by his side. Thank you.
Thank you.